Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel, with clear skies making it pleasant for those out and about. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying a calm evening, while Haifa experiences a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States military has attacked IRGC rocket launchers in Iran, as confirmed by a senior official, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the U.S. targeted missiles carrying sea mines at the Strait of Hormuz. This comes from Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu urges his far-right allies to unite, while one Itamar Ben-Gvir, eyes a bigger prize, reports forward in the past hour. Separately, Netanyahu condemns settlers for escalating criminal violence in the West Bank, says I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Iran acknowledges U.S. sanctions are heavily impacting its economy, as reported by I-24 News. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst Osin613 noted earlier this week that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. Gideon Saar, former Israeli minister, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel due to recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government, posting earlier this week. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, highlighted that Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir boasts about expelling UNRWA from Israel in a post from earlier this week. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the U.S. military actions in Iran, Ynet reports that explosions were heard on Larak Island and the Strait of Hormuz. American sources claim the attack targeted IRGC rocket launchers preparing to fire. This strike follows heightened tensions in the region, raising concerns about further escalation. Turning to Netanyahu's political maneuvering, Forward outlines how he is pushing for unity among his far-right allies. Yet, Itamar Ben-Gvir, a key figure, appears to have his own ambitions. This internal political dynamic could reshape Israel's government, impacting its future policies. Meanwhile, tensions in the West Bank are rising. I-24 News notes that Netanyahu condemned settlers' violence, urging for restraint. This statement comes as clashes continue, highlighting the ongoing instability in the area. And on Iran's economic struggles, I-24 News reports that an Iranian official admits U.S. sanctions are severely impacting the economy. The acknowledgement underscores the profound effect of international pressure on Iran, influencing its domestic and foreign policies. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Finland extends its defense cooperation with Israel through 2034, purchasing the David Sling air defense system for 317 million euros, despite recent criticisms of Israel. Separately, in the U.S., Israel Hayom Business reports a sharp increase in the chances of a rate hike this September following a hawkish speech by Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh. And finally, Walla Business reveals that IDF officers retire with an average pension of 20,000 shekels per month, totaling 9 million shekels per new salary report by the Treasury. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.